Danico Autry with the block with the left hand, the scoop and the score there by Bryce Butler, and the Raiders right back into the game early in the second half. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the head coach of the Raiders, Tony Sperano. You were looking for a pick-me-up there after a bad first half, and that certainly got you started. Then you guys played much better in the second half last Sunday, Tony.
Yeah, we really did. We needed something good to happen there for us, you know, as we went into the half. You know, we had just driven down the field there, gave ourselves a chance at a field goal, and we didn't hit the field goal before the end of the half. And then, you know, we came out, needed a big stop by our defense. They got off the field, and then Nico ended up blocking the punt, and Bryce ended up picking it up, and we scored. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was life on the sideline again.
So. Yeah, and Derek Carr threw two touchdown passes for you to Michael Rivera after a rough first half where he threw the pick six and the second interception to Richard Sherman. The young guy in one of the most hostile environments in pro football did battle back and give you a chance to win that game last week.
Absolutely, yeah. He went into the locker room, and again, you know, his numbers were, you know, somewhere around 11 for 22 or something to that effect and two interceptions, and then he came out of the locker room the second half, and, you know, he's 14 for 18 or whatever it is and two touchdowns. So that's what you want to see out of your young quarterback. I've been on the other side of that where all of a sudden that's turned into a four-interception game, and the kid battled back. You know, the players around him helped him, and, you know, with great catches by Rivera, you know, a couple of those catches. So, you know, that was good to see.
And he's doing it with not a lot of help from the running game. And I know that pains you. On your first game as the Raider head coach, you ran the ball well against San Diego, 5.7 yards a pop, but then 2.9 against Arizona, 3.2 against Cleveland. And last week, Tony, just 2.1 yards per rush. And for the first time, I saw the opponents get a lot of penetration in the offensive backfield. What happened to the line last week?
Well, you know, and I said this during the week a few times, and again, you know, it doesn't appear as that's a popular answer, but it's the truth. You know, you have to give Seattle credit, and we just didn't do a good enough job at the point of attack. You know, and when I say point of attack, it doesn't necessarily mean the offensive line. It can be a lot of there's a lot of variables there. The point of attack can be the offensive line. It can be the tight ends. It can be the running back. You know, whatever it is, but we didn't do a good enough job there. And you know, I seen penetration when I watched the film, and I for the first time since I've been here, I seen our jerseys on or their jerseys on our side of the line of scrimmage. And you know, that's not a good formula for success there if you're running the football. And we went in there trying to run the ball. You know, we had again 10 or 11 rushes within the first 25 plays, I think, that we called. And you know, we only had 62 snaps and just didn't gain enough yards there. So you know, we're committed to doing that. We're going to continue to do it, and we're going to get better at it.
18 carries, only 37 yards, so certainly what you don't want. And the challenge this Sunday, this may be shocking to a lot of people, but the Denver Broncos are number one in the National Football League against the rush. You think of Miller and Ware and the two outside guys, but Terrence Knight and Derek Wolfe's against the run has been stout. Are they that hard to move this front, Tony?
They're very hard to move it, and you know, and they stay on the move. You know, so they're big guys that have power and they're athletic, and that's a bad, you know, sometimes can be a bad formula in that, you know, their speed to power. Okay, and some of their movements can create penetration. So, you know, that's something we have to do a good job with, you know, and that is a fact. They're number one in the league in rush defense. You know, we understand the challenge there. We need to be able to do a better job at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to continue to work hard at it.
Yeah, you're going to have to be good on first and second down against this team because you don't want to get into third and long with their outside guys. And I mentioned their names, Von Miller, nine quarterback sacks. DeMarcus Ware, a guy you know from your Dallas days, looks invigorated again. He's got eight quarterback sacks and tearing off the edge, Tony.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, two outstanding, you know, edge rushers on the same team. You know, usually you get one of those guys, you can find them, you can help. But here in this situation, you know, you're going to have one of them that's going to, you know, have a single matchup in the course of a ball game. So you don't want to get far behind in this game where it has to be a throwing contest to get back in the game. And you certainly don't want to get into third and longs against them, you know, because that's really where they get themselves going a little bit.
The challenge of Peyton Manning in this offense, and we saw him twice last year. Last year they were playing so fast out of the no huddle. They were trying to snap it every 20 seconds on you. It seems this year they are playing a little slower.
Yeah, their tempo is actually a lot slower right now. Well, I say a lot slower. You know, it's much slower than it was a year ago, okay, at this point. You know, they're still running a ton of these up-tempo plays. I think they have 222. They're right around 27 a game, you know, that they're running at the line of scrimmage in up-tempo pace. But that tempo seems to have slowed down a little bit more. So, you know, I think we'll be okay with the tempo and the pace of things. You know, it's being able to execute versus him, you know, and his group of people there. He's got some outstanding weapons, and, you know, obviously he's done a great job against us in two ball games last year. His numbers are staggering in those two ball games. So he's only, in fact, he had 65 attempts and threw 8 completions against us last year. So we have to do a better job of challenging at the line of scrimmage, okay, with our defensive backs and being able to, you know, to contest some of these balls and get Peyton off of his spot a little bit.
Later in the show, Jim Plunkett and I are going to go to the chalkboard and break down the offensive guys call them rubs, mm-hmm. defensive guys call them picks.
Right.
What is the coaching point when they have one of their receivers purposely come over and pick off one of your corners so somebody else gets open?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard. It's a hard thing to coach against, you know, in that situation. But, you know, you really got to make sure that you're not on the same level and that you're on two different levels. Now, that being said, when you're on two different levels and all of a sudden it's 3rd and 4, you know, they catch the ball underneath you there for 6 yards, you know, because you're on two different levels. So you got to be careful of those, but there's plenty of them on film there when we're looking at them. So, you know, we got to do a good job of playing those things, understanding when they're coming out of. You know, there's some tells there where they're coming out of some of those formations. And, you know, we know that it's going to be a rub route, so we need to be, you know, patient with that and make sure we communicate it well.
Khalil Mack, the rookie, is going to join us in the next segment. Mm-hmm. He's looking for his first sack, but he is 3rd in the NFL with quarterback hits, playing the run well. Overall, what are you seeing from your number one draft pick?
I've been, you know, very, very, you know, impressed with what Khalil's done right now. I mean, he's just done an outstanding job, particularly in the run game. You know, I mean, he really has done a good job that way. But he's the one guy, you know, that affects the quarterback, you know, several times a game for us and really done a good job that way. He's getting close, you know, and at times it gets frustrating for a young player when he's around the quarterback that many times, you know, and he just can't get the quarterback down or he doesn't get there, you know, just in time to make the big sack, okay, or any of those type of things. But, you know, he and I had a good conversation this week, told him about being patient. These things come in bunches. You know, and how much he was affecting the passer right now and how well he has been doing in the run game. I think it's important for him to hear that right now because, you know, those guys get evaluated as sack guys, you know, and that's not necessarily the case in Khalil's situation. He's a linebacker.
Yeah, 30 quarterback pressures this year, 8 last week. And one move I want to ask you about, we see the power in the young man, but in back-to-back pass rushes last week, I saw him go to the right shoulder dip, trying to get low,
right.
Trying to come screaming around the edge and try to beat that tackle wide and low, Tony.
Right, yeah, and he has a great ability to bend, and that's one of the rare things in pass rushers. You know, I mean, you get a lot of guys that can rush the passer, but you only have a few pass rushers, and he's one of the guys that's